USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Questions are being raised on the status of American Paul Whelan, who has been wrongfully detained in Russia for nearly 4 years, serving a 16-year sentence on espionage charges. There have been reports Paul has been missing scheduled phone calls and that Russian authorities apparently transferred him to a prison hospital. Paul's brother David is keeping us informed.
One of the things that is important is to know where he is and to be able to communicate with him and to have him communicate with us to let us know if he is struggling with money on his phone card or abuse by prison guards or human rights violations or being transferred to places that he wasn't expected to be transferred to.
The prison princess of Wales, William and Kate, arrived in Boston Wednesday. The three-day royal visit in and around Boston culminates in the 2022 Earthshot Prize Award ceremony. It was inspired by President John F. Kennedy's famous moonshot speech, in which he promised Americans will fly to the moon and back. Wednesday, the pair appeared at Boston City Hall for a welcoming ceremony with Mayor Michelle Wu.
60 years ago, President John F. Kennedy's moonshot speech laid down a challenge to American innovation and ingenuity. "We choose to go to the moon," he said. "Not because it is easy, but because it is hard."
Ticketmaster got Taylor Swift fans in an uproar. Now Congress wants to know more about it.
Two senators are asking the FTC to look into Ticketmaster's Taylor Swift presale debacle. Tennessee's Marsha Blackburn and Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal sent a letter to the FTC chair Tuesday. They're asking what the commission is doing to mitigate the impact of bots and other malicious software when it comes to selling tickets on the Internet. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Higher interest rates are here to stay, and they may even get higher before long. Those are just some of the assessments coming from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, who warned the central bank will push rates higher than previously expected and keep them for an extended period as part of the ongoing effort to rein in inflation. But he said the pace for hiking interest rates could ease as soon as next month as part of their overall push.
"We need to raise interest rates to a level that is sufficiently restrictive to return inflation to 2%.
That 70s show star Danny Masterson walked out of a Los Angeles courtroom Wednesday a free man after a jury couldn't reach a verdict in his rape trial. Masterson was accused of rape by three different women, and the attacks were alleged to have taken place between 2001 and 2003. The three women were all part of the Church of Scientology at the time and say the church tried to silence them. Masterson is still a member. He says the encounters were all consensual. The women vowed to now take the claims to civil court. Deshaun Watson is expected to start for the Browns on Sunday now that his 11-game suspension is over. Speaking to the media on Wednesday, head coach Kevin Stefanski said,
"We're excited that Deshaun's able to play for us. I mean, we're excited that he's back out there. The guys have enjoyed having him, like we mentioned, back in the room the last few weeks. So I think having him out on the field will bring an element to our offense that is different. But how different, I think, remains to be seen."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
"At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control."
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
"Right away, they were like, 'Oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.'"
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
"Should have called way sooner."
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.